Let's say your car isn't as cool as a new Tesla, and you want to soup it up with gadgets to make it feel cooler, or at least to make it feel like it's 2016, even if you're driving in the pre-power windows era. What can you do? Well, blogger Emil Ivan has a few ideas for you. He is the managing editor of Cool Pile, where he blogs about all kinds of gadgets. Emil Ivan, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. How are you?
And I want you to tick through a few of the items here. We're not just talking about phone chargers. There are all kinds of interesting gadgets you can buy for your car.
Yep. Well, actually, there are a couple of very cool dash cams which can record your trips. They're very useful if you get into an accident or if something is happening in front of your car. For trip lovers, there's a couple of items that you can use in your car in order to make your life easier while in the wild. Like, for example, a road shower.
Emil, explain that one to us, because I saw it. The water is in, it looks like a pretty small tank on top of your car. How much water do you put in it?
Well, obviously, you wouldn't do that like at home, like staying 2 hours in your bath with the water turned on. But it's enough for about 2 showers. It's fixed in the same way you would fix your skis when you go skiing. It heats from the sun, and it's simply, it allows you to stop anywhere and just take a shower or use the heated water to wash your car or do anything else that requires hot water.
You have a few gadgets on your site that you tell people about that are called HUD, heads-up display. These are projections that you see on the windshield.
Those are very nice gadgets. You're right about it. They look like a little device that you put on your dashboard, and they project it on the screen, and they make it look virtual. Just like airplane pilots see it, you can still take a look at the road, see your directions. Let's say if it says turn right, you can see the actual arrows helping you drive around the city. And all this without taking your eyes from the road.
There's a car gadget you have, which to me it's a sort of a good news, bad news gadget. It's the easy quick jumper, where you, instead of having jumper cables that connect from one battery to another, you connect from one lighter jack to another, which on the one hand is very simple. On the other hand, it says it takes 5 to 10 minutes to recharge that way.
Well, this one you see here, it came to me as a necessity. Like my wife, she's driving a car, and we were in Montreal in the middle of the winter. You know, Montreal is around minus 30, minus 40 degrees Celsius. So when we solved the issue, I was looking on the internet to find something a lot more simpler, something to use for guys or girls who don't have a lot of technical knowledge. You simply plug it in. Wait 5 to 10 minutes, you start your engine.
Here's one, the Hand Presso Auto Espresso Maker. Like several other devices, it actually uses the cup holders that are built into the cars as a natural place, I guess.
Well, this is especially cool if you're a coffee lover. I am a coffee lover, and it has a specific form. You can keep it in the cup holder. Obviously, I wouldn't advise you to use it while you're driving, but...
For that, you'd probably need the heads-up display camera focused on the espresso maker to project it into the windshield so you could look straight ahead while making the espresso next to you as you're driving.
Well, you would need that, and there's another gadget that you would need, and that's called the man with the four hands, which was not invented yet. So,
Emil Ivan, thanks a lot for talking with us about great car gadgets.
Thank you very much.
Blogger Emil Ivan is the editor of Cool Pile. He blogs about gadgets of all sorts.